talkradio.org.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It's really very simple. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in the last century, governments have been looted in Mexico and in South Africa and in Japan. But nowhere ever, Russia's probably second best, 110 years ago in China when it was being looted by the U.S. and Britain mainly. Everybody had a piece of the pie. They broke it, what, in 9-10 pieces? China. But that's what empires do. They go in and they loot the raw resources. They dumb the public down. They hire governments to kick people off their property. They enslave. And now they've got high-tech propaganda to do it. And $4-plus trillion missing from the Pentagon, completely stolen. They will not discuss it. Anybody that talks about it gets murdered or kicked out of Congress. I mean, that's trillions. You see, they stole and they stole and they stole. Imagine 1947, National Security Act. We already had the robber barons. They already owned and controlled most of the newspapers, owned most of the land, owned the railroads, owned most of the mayors. I mean, they'd have Pinkerton Security just come up to people striking 100 years ago, even 90 years ago, and they would just machine gun whole crowds. The Rockefellers would hire Pinkerton out in Colorado to go into camps of people, gold miners who own their own property, just kill everybody. Look it up. Look up Pinkerton Massacre. Just type that in. Thousands of times. I mean, they had private contractors. They would. I mean, you think these Clint Eastwood movies invented this? No, that's art imitating life. But it wasn't six guys getting off a train. It'd be 1,000 guys getting off a train and killing an entire town. I mean, riding down 3-year-olds running in the mud. Burning them up, killing every man, woman, and child. That's who these robber barons were 100 years ago. And they hired sociologists, psychologists, they hired the best minds, and they said, we want a dictatorship, and to use the U.S. and England to set up a world empire, how do we do it? And they said, okay, you need to hire a young dictator in Germany, tell him you're backing him to take over. This is in the 20s. British think tanks, these are declassified. And they went and found Hitler, and they set him up, and they turned him loose. That's just one program. These people are incredible. And then they corrupted our own military and our own CIA in 47. At first, they couldn't find Americans in the intelligence who would deal drugs and kidnap kids. So they hired Klaus Barbie. They hired Joseph Mengele. That was in the AP last week, I told you years ago, to run the child kidnapping. For the elites want kids. A lot of money to be made off that. To run the drugs. And Klaus Barbie went in and trained our CIA how to ship heroin and cocaine in. There were already a bunch of Nazis. Tens of thousands of them were sent to Central and South America. They used them as the mercenaries to control the cocaine and to start bringing it in here and making it a market. There's even been information declassified where the CIA at first said, we don't want police busting people for this. We want to build a market first. Then we're going to get these bastards and put them in prison. You understand the diabolic? And of course I freak out. You think I like going head up against these people? You think I like coming on air and telling you this? These are some diabolical people, and I know we got loaded phones. I said I'd go to them. It's just we're being looted. I mean, now it isn't enough. They're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs. Their evil is bad enough. But now, and I've had top former White House historians, economists on, former CIA high-level analysts, they're all saying the same thing. They say it appears that the Western elite is preparing to do a Stalin or Mao or Hitler mass call and kill millions and totally take everything. See, that's why they're going for broke, folks. They don't care about the pension funds. They don't care about your future. That's why 10% of the college grads are Homeland Security. I mean, we are going to be the most evil nation ever seen, and they're going to take everything we've got. Your restaurants, your car dealerships, all you schmucks that back up this evil system and go along with it. They're planning to go with a red level, the most vicious type of predatory dictatorship ever seen, and they say they're doing it. And they're not just going to do it here, ladies and gentlemen. They are going to do it worldwide. The most vicious attack pattern ever seen. And out of that, they're going to take the remnants of what's left and use us as a Hessian. That was the old name of a particular county in Germany that delivered mercenaries out of Prussia. They are going to use us as a mercenary arm. You see, if they're going to loot trillions and destroy the economy and transfer it overseas into their new global corporate structure backed up by NATO as their military force, they have to leave a vanguard. They have to make sure they bring the country down totally. They have to make sure we never get control of the government again so they can be punished. This is all thought out scientifically. And so that's why we have continuity of government. That's what the black op government's about. That's what all this is about. It's about committing the crime of history. Nothing will dwarf it. And it's about getting away with it, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. Because then when you get to the next level, they're minions just like drugs and money and power and evil and corruption. You know, and these psychopaths admire the psycho above them and they all feed on each other. If you look at their criminology. But up top, it's these bankers and these families and these people with hyper 200 IQs. They literally do. That's why they're in control. But it's not just people with high IQs. It's psychopathic geniuses. That's kind of the survival of the fittest. I mean, if that's real, then that's what the ultimate penultimate thing is the super predator. And they're up top going, I will save the earth. I love my butterfly collection. I love my sparrow collection. I love the bugs and the bees. They're all dying. We must kill 90%+. And it's in official UN documents and Rockefeller and all of it. And so then you understand why they don't care about killing us or imprisoning us or selling us heroin and cocaine or CPSing our kids or putting poison in the water. Because we are scum and trash and they have nothing but disdain for us. And they write books about it saying it. They brag. We tell you what you're doing. You know, we tell you profane scum. That's what they call us. What you are. We tell you profane trash what we're going to do to you, and then we do it to you, and you do nothing. And they are just wiping us out, just destroying families, destroying IQs. Cancer's exploding, sperm counts are dropping, women are going infertile, they're running eugenics on us, we've caught them thousands of times, sterilizing, poison, everything else. Drugs in the water supply in higher levels than they could be from the secretions through the sewer systems in areas that aren't connected to sewer systems. They're drugging the water, they're drugging the air, they're attacking you. And they tell you what they're doing. They throw it in your face. I was watching the first Batman the other day. And then they go, you know, we need to stage some terror attacks to make you mayor and blame it on Batman. How about something like the Reichstag or the Gulf of Tonkin? And then they go and put together different cosmetics that when you put them together make you sick and then they sell you the drug. And they made more than 5 or 6, count them up, movies where the government hijacks a plane to fly it in the World Trade Center to blame it on enemies in Afghanistan. I mean, they just throw it in your face over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's such a joke. Tom Clancy writes a book, puts out a video game to accompany it about the U.S. sneak attacking Russia in the summer of 2008 and 2001. And where does the U.S. sneak attack? But in Georgia. He writes a book about a hijacked plane being flown to the World Trade Center. They love flaunting it. All right, I'm not going to say any more. I promise. Calls for the rest of the show other than some tidbits of news I'm going to hit. I promise we'll get to Gary, George, Randall, Gage, Jimmy, Tom, everybody else. We're just going to get to you, I promise, when we come back from this call. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back from this break. I'm just an average man. And to discover all of this and to find out that a lot of intelligentsia, a lot of money, a lot of smart people I talk to, yeah, go, Alex, we know. We're joining it. It's the only way to survive. We're going to join killing the population. We're going to join the police state. And I'm like, my God, these people put fluoride in the water, sodium fluoride filled with lead and mercury, knowing it's, yeah, that's what sodium fluoride is. And they know, and they know. They even, from the water districts, pump it at 5 times the level of the black neighborhoods and the whites. That's mainstream congressional reports. They pump lead into the black neighborhoods, and it's in congressional reports. I mean, I'm living in a hellhole of insanity with morons running around gobbling cheeseburgers, laughing at it. It's incredible! Face the horror if you want to save what's good.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've all heard the term think outside the box. Well, you better do that. Because it's not pretty. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Let's go to Gary in California. Thanks for holding, Gary. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Did you have a chance to see the Republican 9/11 tribute the other day, where they did their little disgusting display?
Well, I know McCain and Obama are both going to go sit on top of the corpse of the Black Op Reichstag attack, and coming up in a few days in New York. And I know they've had some other 9/11 tributes to both Republicans and Democrats leeching off of it, training the slaves how to worship their abusers.
Right, right. I was just wondering if you had caught that. You had brought up the whole 9/11 thing with Obama and McCain.
Yes.
Best way to undercut it is to use evidence. That's the reason I'm bringing it up, is I'm wondering if you're still interested in the Terror Storm bibliography.
Yes, if folks want to build us a Terror Storm bibliography and the bibliography checks out and is accurate, we'll do it. We had a big volunteer. I guess that's you who did whatistheendgame.com.
Yeah, we had some wires crossed. I was trying to send it to you a couple times in the past. But
okay, great. Well, and we had another fellow who did the martial law bibliography. You'd put a lot of work into whatistheendgame.com, the bibliography on that page. So why don't you get – Kurt is about to relaunch Prison Planet with a new design in the next week. But why don't you email Kurt, and I need to make him his own InfoWars email. Email Aaron at InfoWars.com, and then we can give you the data page link or something so you can make a bibliography for any of the films you want to.
Okay. Well, that was the last one I was going to do. I'm expecting other people to get off their ear.
Well, they need to. What was it like doing the bibliography for, because obviously we have all the documents we made the film with, but this guy went out and reverse engineered it and even did bibliography for the video clips themselves. What was it like doing the research? Because, you know, you did the same research we did doing a bibliography into Endgame.
Well, I already knew the stuff, so it wasn't really a big deal. Anybody hits the library will find the stuff out.
You know what? Give me your full name and number. Guys, get it from this great fella. Gary, you know what? Pearls before swine. You've been throwing these pearls before us. You're the best. We're trying to hire more web people, gear up so we can, you know, use the great material people give us. But, yes, I do want a new bibliography. What film was it you were saying you want to do one for?
Terror Storm Special Edition, what I consider to be your second best film.
Well, thank you. What do you think the best film is?
Endgame.
Endgame, yeah. Yeah, Terror Storm Final Cut Special Edition, whatever you want to call it, is a really powerful film. And I will get you in touch with my guys. And so I'm sorry we haven't been as responsive as we should be, my friend.
No, that's fine. I understand. You're doing a great job. Hey, actually, are you going to be on the air Sunday, a week from today?
Yes.
Hey, can I come on the air with you and go over some stuff? I think it'll be an interesting conversation.
Well, my producer is sitting in there right now, and so let me just get your name and number. And I mean, I recognize talking to you in the past, but your last name and stuff. And let's just set that up through Trey. But give us a prelude. I mean, what is it particularly you wanted to talk about?
Well, solutions, ways to actually use what we know to actually move people. You know, take for instance the bibliography for Endgame or Terror Storm. You have plenty of young people listening. All they need to do, say, you know, for any book, not book report, but any report they have to do to a class, say to college, you got all your sources right there.
Yeah, do one on Endgame and then educate the 30 kids in the government death camp.
Yeah, but don't do it on one where it's a paper that only your professor's going to see, because they can try to shut you down and edit you and just mess over you with the grades.
Yeah, do it for like a book report where you read it.
Right, as an audience.
Absolutely beautiful plan. What else? Another solution?
Well, confront people. As far as you need to make it essentially cool. That's what is used for us, Madison Avenue, right? Oh, people, it isn't cool to be a conspiracy theorist and all that nonsense.
Well, it actually is the coolest thing you can be. You know, I mean, that's what all Hollywood, the government heads are into. Are you kidding? The media, the mainline dying old media, dinosaur media, is falling apart right now, saying 9/11 truth is dead when it's bigger than ever, exploding everywhere. People don't listen to the alternative media anymore, but all the statistics show the opposite.
The mainstream media is falling because they lie too much.
That's it, my friend. Well, Trey's got the microphone over there. What's going on, Trey?
I just want to say I've been seeing everyone steal your M.O. Every time I watch an investigative news show, like on MSNBC or something, they've always got a camera in the street, or they were going into looking at lobbyists, you know, being wined and dined and stuff, and took secret cams and then confronted them when they found them on the street. So everyone's doing what you're doing. You've opened up a whole new realm.
Well, I don't want to say that I invented all of that. I would say Michael Moore or some of the investigative journalists before him did. Now, this confronting politicians, not as media but as activists, and then following them around and having other citizens do it. And the first viral videos really were mine. The first political viral videos, anti-New World Order stuff, were my films. And so that's my claim to fame. Well, listen, we're going to get your full info there, okay?
Okay.
Gary, I got a whole butter. I'll never get to anybody.
Yeah, you got a whole show. Get back.
All right, thank you. You're awesome. Okay, get him on hold. Get his info. Okay, let's talk to Randall in Washington. Thanks for holding, Randall.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, chemtrails. That has been my focus of my what I'm going to do to take action against all the stuff that you're bringing up.
And well, here's the problem. The chemtrail researchers never talked about the fact that the government declassified it all. It's kind of like everybody talks about secret FEMA camps but never holds up the Houston Chronicle or Newsmax or Whitehouse.gov. They have built camps for the American people, and there's congressional hearings. I have it all right here. They're spraying sulfur dioxide. They're spraying barium salts over every U.S. city, and they admit it causes, it causes neurological effects and behavioral changes, the federal government, the disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on eyesight and eyes, reproductive failure, damage to immune systems, stomach and gastrointestinal disorder. It goes on, I'm sorry, liver damage, kidney function, hearing defects, disturbances in hormonal metabolic system, dermatological effects, suffocation and lung embolism. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, and along that lines, I can lay a map of Texas, and I have this. I have a map of Texas.
You can show live satellite video that they've got links to on the web, and it's just spray trails everywhere. Go
right.
ahead.
But I've got a prevalence of autism, and then you lay over that where they spray the heaviest, and it's almost the same identical map.
Well, it is the metals that cause the neuron damage in the babies, and so it screws up the connection between the cerebral cortex and the main areas of the brain. And you're absolutely right. And then taking the inoculations boosts that. But, yes, aluminum, barium, sulfur dioxide, all of this is toxic to the brain.
So let me tell you how I'm doing it, how I'm battling this. First of all, every state has a law on weather modification. Just type in your state law and then weather modification. Sometimes they call it weather mitigation, okay? Second thing I've done is I've taken samples out of my yard. I found a local lab. I'm having them analyzed for barium and aluminum.
And also what we've done is now all over the country, mainline newscasts see it sprayed. They test it, and it is aluminum, barium, sulfur dioxide. And
right.
The local news is filming the planes fly spraying them.
Right. According to our state law in the state of Washington, I have a right to know, and I'm going to go to the governor with this. This is the third thing. On the 15th, I'm attending a legislative reception. I'm going to go to the governor with my results, with the pictures of the spraying up above, with the statistics on what barium does, and the legislative bills that are currently in the House, and ask her if she will support me in cleaning up our skies.
And by the way, this is all admitted in Congress. There's funding. It's in the London Guardian everywhere.
Yeah.
And thousands of universities admit they're part of it. But then you tell the cattle, and they go moo like a dumb cow and
Alex,
say it doesn't exist.
Alex, I have a plan to get to the cattle, too. Do you want to hear it?
Well, I mean, if they tell the cattle there's not a sky, they'll start saying there's no sky. But, yeah, I'll put you on hold. Come back to you real quick after the news. I promise we're going to get to everybody. Going to get to everybody. Infowars.com.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn me loose, ladies and gentlemen, against tyranny. I'm sick of it. Private corporations coming in and taking over our government and raping the daylights out of us has become a cancer. They are bringing the country down. They are sucking the world dry. You want to be like Argentina? You want to live like communist China? You better wake up then, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go back to your calls. Randall in Washington, finish up real quick. How do you get the Canadians, who don't know what continent they live on, who don't know where their state capital is, who only know how to claim they're real smart and know everything and they think reading a newspaper is extremely intellectual, how do you reach out to them and explain that it's officially admitted that chemical, biologicals, radiologicals are routinely sprayed on us and that there is a massive worldwide program of spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and a bunch of other horrible things into the atmosphere?
You show them that it's already impacting them right now. I made a Google video or a YouTube video. It's called Poison from Above. I do a test where I rinse 2 teaspoons of Merlot, 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide. What comes out of your mouth is the result of what many believe is the result of what they're spraying down. When people see that, they say, oh, my God, that's not human. What the hell is it? And
Well, there's no doubt there's a lot of different programs going on, some crazy stuff. So, look, I mean, there's an article Paul Watson wrote, U.S. government mad scientist, geoengineer atmosphere. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. government scientists are bombarding the skies with acid rain causing pollutant, sulfur dioxide, in an attempt to, quote, fight global warming by geoengineering the planet, despite the fact that injecting aerosols in the upper atmosphere carries with it a host of both known and unknown dangers. And if you go read it, we've got all the links to universities, governments admitting they're doing it. A Nobel Prize winner in the early 90s came up with this plan. and the Western governments implemented it by the mid-90s, and that's when chemtrails became chemtrails. That's when condensation trails started forming lower than 10,000 feet in the summer. That's when trails started staying in the sky. That's only one program, though. There's a whole bunch of other programs. Don't believe me? Just type bubonic plague sprayed on northern England, and they sprayed people. Or U.S. citizens killed in New York subway. You know, it's just thousands of tests. Or foster children radiated to death by U.S. government. Or just black men allowed to die and spread syphilis over 45 years. You know, there's thousands of these. But the main reason they did it was to create cadres of government agents that would kill when given orders. It was a test to create this legion of wickedness. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great bumper music.
Thank you.
So you know your previous guest, Greg Pound, Thursday night he got arrested. He was on a list of a GOP event for the convention, and they arrested him for trespass without warning.
No, wait. Greg Pound had his children CPS'd. Famous case. The lady went to jail. The CPS worker for lying, but they still said he doesn't get his children. And I've interviewed him. We need to interview him again. Greg Pound, write that down. What happened to him here in the land of the free, home of the brave?
Well, he was on a list of invitees to go to a GOP gala event to watch John McCain spew. But the Hilton personnel said, you're not welcome, even though he's on a list, and they arrested him for trespass without warning.
They've arrested people that are on the list to be at debates. Arbitrarily. I mean, they arrested a bunch of AP reporters and are charging people with terrorism who did nothing. I mean, this is about don't go out, don't complain, we'll send you to jail as a terrorist.
Well, anyway,
shut up while we loot the pension funds and suck the country dry.
Alex, right now he's in a mental facility. The psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. If you don't like tyranny and don't like corruption, they throw you in a mental institution.
Yes. Would you like his contact number in the facility?
Yes. I'm going to put you on hold. And Trey, I want somebody on about this Greg Pound thing tomorrow, okay? And I recognize you, caller. I've had you on as a guest as well. Okay. All part of the freedom. Yep. You're a mental patient if you don't like world government. That's where it's all. We tasered you. The taser didn't kill you. It's a new syndrome. They're saying in the U.S. and Europe, because of thousands of deaths after being electroshocked, and then Taser and others sue any medical examiner or coroner that say that the electroshocks killed them. Taser's going from 50,000 volts to 70,000 volts. And when you die from it, they say it's a syndrome. Or when the cops jump on your neck and break it, they go, oh, it's a new syndrome. Okay, so try that. If you beat your wife to death and the cops show up, just say, oh, no, officer, it wasn't me beating her with a billy club. It was a syndrome. Hey, but the cattle will buy it. Oh, you don't like world government. Oh, you're going to a mental institution. You don't like it? We kidnapped both your kids. And then you went to court and sent the social worker to prison for lying, but still they won't give your kids back. Oh, it's a syndrome. Everything's a syndrome. Well, it is a syndrome of control. It's kind of like sudden infant death syndrome has been directly linked in a whole passel of mainline studies to inoculations. Baby gets too many shots. Baby has a bad reaction, inflammation on the brain. So then it gives you pancreatitis and gives you the diabetes. And baby has a convulsion and dies or gets sick. They don't just claim that it's sudden infant death. Then they try to claim, oh, you shook the baby to death. So we don't just kill your baby with the vaccine. We take your butt to prison. And like I told you, HPV, the human papillomavirus shot, was killing women. Well, now it's big national news a year after we told you. In the trials, it killed a bunch of women. Well, then why did Governor Rick Perry claim that it was the law you had to take it, which itself is a fraud? Take 5 minutes and find out he made it the list of recommended vaccines to the health department. Then the school, for color of law, says it's the law you've got to take it, which is not the truth. And why did he do that? Because once he says it's a mandatory vaccine, then state and federal funding kicks in to pay for liability from the people that it kills. That's pretty sick and hardcore, isn't it? Robert in Austin, you're on the air. Hope you're taking your shots and drinking your fluoride. If you don't, we'll put you in a mental institution. Government doesn't lie. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm distilled, Alex.
Hi.
I'm drinking distilled.
Well, that's mental illness. You need to go to prison for that. Remember back a year ago when they tried to pass the amnesty bill but said it was secret, no one could see it but trust us, and then Senator Sessions leaked it, and it was total, complete amnesty for 30-something million illegals, and for 8 years in perpetuity. That's why we say 30. It was 15, and then the next few years. And then felons were going to be legalized, and it was total amnesty, total pardon, and they said, okay, you caught us. It is a lying, criminal, scumbag government. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about Obama and McCain, what they're going to be doing on 9/11. And I've got an Associated Press article here where they're part of this presentation called Service Nation. And what it is, it's a conglomerate of service groups, and they're actually calling for the creation of 100 million service jobs.
No, I knew that. And now it's not just service. Remember, 5 years ago, to fool the unemployment numbers and to skew some of the statistics, any job, including 7-Eleven, where you put a hot dog in a bun is manufacturing. Remember that? A hamburger is a manufacturing job. I mean, that's what I mean. The government was always corrupt, folks. All governments are corrupt, and, you know, that's part of life. But, I mean, this isn't boss hog corruption. This is scientific evil.
The way I see it is, after the economy continues to get worse and worse, there's going to be fewer and fewer jobs. And so,
but see, they're just going to issue more currency and hire local CIA on your block.
And I've noticed that service is kind of the new buzzword. You know, Time magazine did an article about national service. Both McCain, Obama, and Hillary was before she was out.
Yeah, but notice the new national service is a 1 million man environmental tattletale corps, a 1 million man anti-terror force. Yeah. No, it's Stasi, Citizen Stasi. It isn't just going to be CIA on our streets paying off mayors. It's going to be that local control freak down the street.
Yeah, and everybody that that loves Obama needs to go and watch the video where he calls for a national security force with as much power and funding as the military.
And you know where he astutely called for that? In Colorado Springs, the true site of the corporate criminal capital. Excellent call. Anything else, Terrorist?
No, that's it. Terrorist out.
All right, thought criminal. Visit the Thought Criminal websites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The media is not even reporting that the U.S. military, if you can call it that, the oil company's military has been attacking Pakistan the last few days. They, in turn, have shut off the oil pipeline to Afghanistan. Nowhere in our news. So much other news, but I'm just going to go to your calls. I kind of didn't take calls last week. I'm taking a lot this week, and I always enjoy hearing from you. Trooper disagrees, so I'm going to skip ahead to him, and then I'm going to go to Tom, Chris, and Travis. You are on the air, Trooper. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. So back in 2000, you disagreed with me about Bush, and I was 100% wrong, and you were at least 50% right.
Well, I know you, Trooper. I've known you for about 10 years. Now, Trooper's a classic Austinite, Trooper, I don't remember what I was right about years ago. What was it?
Well, I was saying, look, Alex, Bush is a Texas guy. He's got to be okay.
He I remember that.
That is Gore, and I was 100% wrong.
But I wasn't saying I was for Gore either. I just said I can't vote for either one. You know?
No, the only reason is we don't know how bad Gore would have been. I don't see how he could have been as
well.
Bad.
They run nothing. They're puppets. So in a way, you're right. It doesn't matter. It's just a different face on it.
Okay, well, look, why I disagree with you, this time I think I'm right, because I think there is a difference between Obama and McCain.
Okay, who are you for?
I'm for Obama.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, big conservative, he's for Obama. All these other top people, they just say that McCain will continue what the Bushes are doing, and that there's some difference between Obama and them. I don't believe these polls that Obama's losing by like 10 points right now. I just do not believe that, folks.
Oh, I don't believe it for a minute. I don't believe this latest one that just came out that, oh, yeah, the one that said just as many people watched McCain as they did Obama.
Or more. Yeah, well, I mean, it might have been because of this Palin. But the point is, she will run nothing. She will do nothing. Trooper, it's good hearing from you, buddy.
Well, a couple of quick things.
Yeah.
The reason I believe this is because I can see them flat out lying to me, the McCain campaign. I verify what they're saying. They're lies.
Oh, I mean, they tell you that Iran runs Al-Qaeda. Iran is Shiite, folks. Yeah.
Here's what scares me, too. Cheney, who's part of the Republican Party that McCain is hooked up with, is out there trying to stir up a nuclear war, it appears, at this time.
I know, and exactly. And they think the public's so dumb, Trooper, that they tell the American people that Russia should not attack Georgia. I mean, folks, that you can verify that's a lie. That's what I mean. I've never seen such lies. It's even blowing me away. It's Here's an example of lies. Everything's a lie now. Budweiser got bought a few months ago by a giant European conglomerate based in the Netherlands, in Holland. It's actually based in Sweden and Holland. The point is, it's a European company. And based in the North Country, as they call it, the lowlands. And they're actually going into a geography lesson. It doesn't matter. The point is, a foreign company bought Budweiser, and there's a big hue and cry, so then now they put on all their bottles of beer, American ale, huge. It's American. It was always American before. Now it isn't American. I personally don't care. It's all multinational anyways. That's why I used to only buy American cars. What's the point? It's all of the parts are made outside the country and shipped in. And then illegal aliens put them together. I mean, it doesn't even... I mean, it's all PR. It's like they put coats of paint on a rotten building. But you stick your finger through the front door of it. It's so rotten. I mean, the government is totally criminal, folks. I keep saying that, but I mean, they are looting everything right now. I want to tell the police and the military, if I'm lying, I'm dying. This stuff's so bad, I can't even articulate 1/100th how bad it is, what I even know. The corruption is so unbelievable, is so massive. These people are so wicked. They literally see us like T-bone steaks. They see us as a steak on the table to be eaten. And we certainly act like it. It's just, oh my God. Got a hotline call there. I wonder if that's the Keebler Elves calling. Let's talk to Tom in Tampa. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about chemtrails, but first, just something on the orange.
Vitamin trails. The government's spraying us to help us.
I know. But one little thing on the RNC. Last week, on Thursday, at the top of the hour news, they announced that they made some arrests there of anarchists, and the anarchists turned out to be police. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up.
Well, we've caught the police being anarchists in Seattle, in Canada, and other times. I didn't know they'd caught police actually in the RNC. What's the source on that?
That was, you want me to mention the radio station?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, WFLA.
Well, of course. I need a pen. I forgot a pen. Okay, what did WFLA say?
It was at 6 o'clock, and they said arrest anarchists were arrested, and they turned out to be police. It was at 6.
Okay, I need people to post that on the PrisonPlanet.com forum as a thread. Here's the deal. I caught Austin cops at a Fortune 500 meeting in 99 staging stuff and stopped them. I know we stopped them from doing stuff in Denver because they knew we had over 100 people there watching with cameras. 500 claimed they were showing up. We had about 100 camera people out there. We know they do this, but here's the key. The anarchists, what's admitted, would tump over trash cans, tump over the big concrete benches, that then they would run, and then the police arrested hundreds of two AP reporters, but what I'm saying is total, hundreds of mainline reporters, and then are charging them with terrorism. They're charging them with terrorism. They're facing like 20 years in prison. And the cops arrested Amy Goodman and all these other people and are charging them with felonies. On camera, they're doing nothing. So they were targeting the press and the RNC, and now I've got all these articles where they use the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. But this was a state terror law. And then I remember they tried to pass a law 5 years ago in Oregon that said if you protest, you get life in prison in a forced labor camp. It actually says forced labor camp in the bill. And then they tried to pass a law 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago in Rhode Island. This was in the Providence Journal, saying if you disagree with the government, life in prison. I mean, folks, they're really seeing what they can get away with. We're in a red-level emergency. Anything else?
Okay, this is my main point, okay, as far as chemtrails are concerned. Alex, I got photographic evidence from my dad from the 70s that they were doing chemtrails.
Well, they were doing tests then, and I've had the father of weather weapons on. When it all got declassified 4 years ago, we were able to get Dr. Ben Livingston on, meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the father of weather weapons on, and boy, after he talked to me, he was told to shut up. He won't come on now.
Going through my dad's album a few months ago, I know what chemtrails look like. It was 1977. My dad thought it was contrails, but it formed a crude A, okay, three trails.
No, I know. It forms at levels. It's not ice crystals. They're spraying different things out. Look, it's scientific. Why are we talking about photos and albums? I'm not knocking that, but I mean, it's all mainstream news. I've got a story just with dozens of mainstream links, universities, governments admitting they're doing it right here. I mean, it's just no debating it. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Alex, I want to tell you that you were right about these convenience stores with these corporations talking about corruption. Anything you buy in those 24-hour convenience stores, they want information, ID and information.
Yeah, no. They 6 years ago in Chicago, they had a global consortium meeting, and the bank said, we'll give you insurance cuts if you follow this. That's why they swipe your card. They want you to register for gas now. It's all about tracking and getting ready to show ID for the national sales tax.
Exactly, and they ask for birth date information and everything, and it's incredible. And I know it's going to a database.
Oh, it's admitted. I mean, I had a guy who worked at Diamond Shamrock before it got sold to Valero, and he was a vet listener, and he said, come behind here. I want to show you what's happening. He goes, when we swipe your card, if you buy beer or cigarettes, he goes, it goes through a database, and it just lets me know if it's all right, but they're running your background on this. And he goes, man, I heard you talk about this on the show, but here it is. And I said, well, don't you care they're watching you live on the camera? And he goes, no, I'm quitting next week, and he did. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are freaking out about it because they just got it here just a few months ago.
I hear you. Hey, good to hear from you, man. Love you to death. Let's talk to Sam in Deutschland. Sam, you got about 45 seconds.
Hey, Alex. I'm just calling on with on the prison platforms. We got kind of a Iran watch going on. Israel on Haaretz.com is saying that they need all Israelis need to leave Sinai and Thailand and Turkey immediately, and they're also saying that they need to evacuate the West Bank as soon as possible, so we're thinking maybe this is like a gear up for the big strike on Iran or something, you know?
Well, we know they don't have the aircraft carriers there for nothing, and the biggest Swiss paper came out last week and said the hit is on in late September, early October. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, if our government will launch a sneak attack on Russia, Lord knows what they'll do.
Oh, God, no, I know.
By the way, Russia moved nukes in and threatened to nuke the U.S. That's why U.S. forces pulled back. They were.
Yeah, that's, man.
They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. They have been emboldened by being able to steal trillions out of the Pentagon. This Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac is a total takeover. They imploded that. They took all the real assets out the back door. Total criminality everywhere. They are going for broke. World government is about a criminal group running world looting. This transmission will now conclude. I'll be back tomorrow live at InfoWars.com and on stations across the country. And, of course, always here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with this syndicated transmission. God bless you all. I swear to you that I'm telling you the truth and that I'm an honorable person, but don't believe me. Check into the facts and find out the truth. Go with God!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey.